Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we're joined by our own Trevor Castle to talk about home shopping.
It's that time again for the annual auction, and we have so much being prepared for, and I'm certain a lot of prizes will be given away. Those who will be tuning in, what can they listen for and what can they expect?
Well, yeah, it's back, the home shopping extravaganza. You mentioned auction, really not much of an auction anymore. It is our live radio home shopping extravaganza. Our sales guys have been out working with our business partners for the last probably month to procure the items that'll be up on the auction block, if you will, starting tomorrow. We've got about $200,000 worth of merchandise. And, kind of same drill as it's been in the past. Everything's going to be sold at a discount, anywhere from 20, 30, 40, eventually 50% off. The best way to get started, I encourage people to go to our website, kniakrls.com. Just look, there's an ad up in the upper right-hand corner, or you can follow the menu bar on the left-hand side, look for home shopping, and it'll give you information about when we'll be on the air. You can get a list of our merchandise. I think it's 18, 19 pages worth of merchandise from a couple hundred businesses around Marion County and Central Iowa, and even reaching outside of the state of Iowa as well. So, we're excited to get it going, and I know our listeners have been calling in, picking up lists at Hy-Vee, grabbing the lists off our website, and they're ready to go as well.
That's right, and we can probably expect the phone lines to be busy and the people calling in left and right. And I would think that patience would be a virtue for anybody trying to get through, right?
Well, the event starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow, and generally by 9:30 or so, the phone lines are full and people are ready to wait. They want to be first in. And that's because people have figured out we have a limited, supply of items. I mean, this isn't just, every single item, there's some kind of a number on it. And when we run out, we run out. And for some items, that's one. We have many one-of-a-kind items. And for some, we may have 10, 20, 50, 100 of them. But at some point, they run out. So, people have realized that if they want to get the deals, the best chance to do that is right away, because when we're out of something, we're out of something. I know that some people like to play the waiting game, and if I wait a little bit longer, maybe it'll go from 30% off to 40% off, and that's absolutely true. But we also might be out of it. And if we're out of it and you can't save any money, maybe it would have been better to save 30%. So, but yes, to your point of patience, especially early on in the event, our phone lines, and we have six of them, but they are oftentimes jammed up. And even when somebody hangs up and you try to call right in again, somebody beats you to the punch. So keep trying. Eventually you'll get through, and eventually we'll be able to help you out.
Certainly, with all that going on, as you say, it's going to be tricky for people trying to play the percentages and deciding what to bid on, when to wait, when to call, when to make it. And sounds to me like that's part of the fun.
Yeah, and there's people that call in, frankly, probably 3, 4, 5 times a day, and we're on the air for 3 days. I mean, there are, I can about remember the phone numbers now from years past of people that, call in 8, 10, 12 times throughout the event and pick up an item here or an item there. And absolutely for our listeners, I mean, we're on the air from 10 to 5, 7 hours. It's entertaining. It's fun to listen to. I've always equated it to kind of people watching at the mall. This is the audio version of that, just to hear what people, what they're buying and what kind of little games they're playing and what they're doing with it. And it is fun. I mean, that is, first of all, it's kind of a threefold approach. For our listeners, they get a chance to save money and save a lot of money. And for our advertising partners, it's a great chance for them to get new customers. They get advertising in return for the merchandise that they're trading with us. And for the radio station, it's a great opportunity to put on a fun event over 3 days. And we recognize that. So it's about saving money. It's about having fun. And we're excited to get on the air and get it going.
Certainly. As we say, you have so many items. Some may go away early on. You may run out. Other items could still be hanging around at the end. So the tail end, it could be just as exciting as the beginning.
And you never know which items are going to be which. I mean, there's times where something has, that we maybe haven't moved many of in the past is gone on day one. And there's times where something that, is sold out on the pre-sale 1 year is still hanging around on day three this time. So you just never know. We have a general feel for the stuff that's the popular items. Food is always popular. you know, oil changes, car washes, overnight stays, you know, those kind of things are generally the popular categories that we get. But again, you never know. And that's the fun of it. Each event is kind of its own different animal. And the best thing to do is listen along.
Thanks to Trevor Castle for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.